spoke very briefly with you. I believe this is Jane.
Yes.
Jane, it's good to hear from you again. Is it easier for you to
I
be here?
I do recall.
Is it easier for you to be here today than it was the last time you were here? You appear to have more strength today.
I am more accustomed.
Do you feel comfortable at this moment to share some thoughts with us? Perhaps to Dr. Templeton, since he has not heard from you in some time. And the last time you had a very deep conversation with Dr. Bowen, the alienist, as you would call it. There may be some things that you would want to share now that we did not have the opportunity to do the last time we spoke together. We enjoyed your prayer that you had said before you left last time, and we had talked about it extensively, and we thought it was a beautiful prayer. Would you like to repeat it again today for Dr. Templeton and for us again? It was so beautiful. We'd love to hear to start this communication with that prayer.
Perhaps it would be better to do that at the end.
If it pleases you.
Before I leave.
Would that be more pleasing to you to do that then?
I believe so.
Share with us, Jane. Still perplexing to me anyway as to the purpose and the reason for all of this. We have talked about councils, we have talked about areas of existence that we don't necessarily know but have some form of an inkling or an intuition about. Perhaps you may want to share and to, without us being too zealous, but enough to be inquisitive.
Have you then reflected on the conversation?
Yes, we have, considerably so. There's many perplexing things that we do think about, such as, for example, we hear the council, we have no idea as to what the council is, what purposes it serve, can we talk with the council, and what messages that they may have for us. Who do they represent? We term them as they, and yet not knowing they as a mystery.
You speak of those who counsel me?
Yes.
You speak of them as if they were the only counselors, and that is not true.
Let me clarify. I think there's some confusion here, Henry. As I understand it, Jane, this is Dr. Bowman.
Yes.
Hello. Henry and you are talking in parallel terms, but there's something I think neither of you have been aware of in your communications. You have counselors which personally give you assistance as you need counseling, as you request. When Mr. Prokop used the word counsel, I don't think he's aware that you're not talking about a council. We were told that there is a council that is overseeing something that's happening here at these offices. And I don't think he's aware.
I did not tell you that.
That's right. So you're saying...
No. Well, let me clarify this. What I said that she, Jane, what I was saying, maybe I made myself not understood, is that you were saying that you have a council and counselors... Four counselors that counsel you. This is
true.
The ones that I'm referring to as the... that posed a question before.
But that's not the council.
No. That's the question.
That you didn't ask it that way.
Okay. Well, the four counselors then that are counseling you, and what purpose do they have
Their purpose is to counsel those of us to whom they are responsible.
But then, are they, these four counselors who are counseling you?
They counsel others as well.
Okay. Is their counsel also meant to counsel us through you?
They may do this if they decide that that should be done. That is not their primary purpose.
Would you know their primary purpose?
Their primary purpose is to counsel others like myself.
Did they, these four counselors, have they facilitated this happening between Jane and myself originally when she came through? Or is this something that you yourself as Jane had decided to do?
Did they help me? Is that what you wish to know?
Yes, or did they direct you to do this? Were you directed to come to speak with us? Or did you choose of your own free will, as Jane Tweed, to speak to us through Anne? But I'm interested to know whether there's a...
I requested to speak of my death in the beginning.
Your request was to the counselor?
That I may speak to a true person, if you recall. When that was accomplished, they requested that I continue the conversation as long as she were willing to do this. And they will tell me if it is to be discontinued. If they have a definite purpose, I do not know that. I have gained much in understanding since the beginning, but that was not the only purpose. Was not only for myself, nor for her, nor for your benefit, but perhaps some of each.
Jane, we have seen that growth in you, and certainly we have experienced that growth. We've seen the close working relationship between you and your counselors. We have seen the overwhelming positive way that you're able to relate to us in gentleness and kindness, which I'm sure is a reflection of yourself and a reflection of your counselors. You are one of a number of souls who have died and who wanted to speak and have been permitted to speak to us. We were told by other group of counselors that there was a council overseeing this entire program. And we were trying to understand whether there was a linkage between the various people who came in and talked to us, or whether it was just coincidental. And it appears that the individual souls who talk to us are not necessarily told of the overall plan. And we didn't want it to be presumptive. And when Mr. Prokop, when Henry talked about the council, it was a little bit confusing to you insofar as counselors, which you have, and an overseeing council, even above your counselors, which are overseeing a general communication process.
There are those to whom my counselors go. That
yes.
is true.
Yes. That was one part we didn't talk about here. I have not explained the entire hierarchy of how this is established, and that is a deficiency in our part, but it's done that way so that each can explore and discern how that setup works, you see. How it works.
I do not understand set up.
A setup means that there is a system from above you, through your counselors and through the individuals who come in and talk with us, and we are veiled out here of the overall organization. And it's become very clear to me that the organization in your dimension is similar to the ones we have here, only it is such a beautiful organization and such a cooperative organization. If I could just have one little bit of the gentleness that your counselors have to relate to this earth, it would be a blessing to me and those around.
There must be cooperation, of course, or nothing could be accomplished. I think that perhaps you have more understanding than you realize. It is true that, how can I say this? If someone had asked me when I lived in the mountains, what is life on earth like? I would have been able to relate to them. I would have given an answer, and it would have been true as from my view. If you were asked the same question, you would have a different answer, but it would also be true. If someone 100 years in the future were to be asked the same question, they would have yet again another answer, and they would all be true. They would all be real, but the limitations that I experienced when I lived are not your limitations, nor will your limitations be the same 100 years from now. And in my present state of existence, as we discussed last time, do you recall?
Yes.
The limitations are different than the limitations that you experience now. And yet, there are times when you may experience different limitations than you are generally accustomed to. This is difficult to explain.
You're doing very fine, Jim. Please continue. You're doing very well.
The things that occur, the happenings that occur that seem to you impossible, only seem that way because they are outside your usual limitations. Those limitations are not as a rock. They may change. Do you understand?
Yes. Is there a way that we can understand beyond our limitations? In other words, you are saying that God already has given us the capacity to do that. we just simply may not know how to do it. I read the other day that man can only be as big as his ideas, and maybe understanding the ideas may free us sufficiently, and it may be permitted to be freer.
It increases your choice. If you can see that there are those other choices do exist.
Yes. And apparently there's going to be an increase of awareness of those choices to many people, and we are to give assistance as those veils are being lifted over the minds of men. There has been a mental limitation to people, and we were told by others that this, the awareness of these limitations, or the limitations as an unawareness, the veil was going to be lifted. And we need the help in that transition to know how it is in that intermediate area.
Sometimes when you ask a question, it is difficult to answer, not because I do not wish to, but simply because there is more than one answer. If you take this hand,
she was using that as an example.
I know.
That is all right. Now, what do your senses tell you? Where is she?
I wouldn't know.
What do your senses tell you?
My senses? My senses would tell me that she's near a river with a lot of trees.
I do not understand. Your senses, what do they tell you? What is this that you have hold of?
That you're right there, physical
well,
sense.
I feel a physical body.
Now,
and I'm holding the hands of Anne,
that is
the
true
person who I know.
That is the limitation.
And how can I hold Jane's hand?
She will tell you if you ask her. That she was somewhere else. And what you sensed is true, and what she tells you is also true. So there is more than one answer to that question.
You're saying that we can only sense partially and know partially, but never completely?
God is outside your time and outside the ways in which you measure things. By his power, he has created great and unfathomable things. But you may not follow those things to their source. If man could understand and reason about what God has created, there would be nothing to wonder at. And if we did not wonder, there would be nothing to tell us that his works far surpass what man can think and man's abilities.
Jean, help us this way. at the time you lived, what could you have done to increase your capacity to experience the state that you are in now? In other words, should one sit by a tree and find silence within one and listen? Should one pray more? What could you have done during the time that you were in matter and energy as we know it that could transcend that state to be closer to the state that you are in now?
To fully experience that which is each moment that it is. It is not the same for each individual. Each must find his own, but that search must be made.
And Jane, does that search ever require that when a person is in your state, that they return again to be born again and to live again and to walk again in the human form?
Require?
Or does, well, let's say, can a person choose?
No. It, as has been discussed before, we have not had much opportunity to speak, you and I.
Yes.
Upon the death of a person, the physical death, our expectations very greatly determine what happens to us. Occasionally, I would choose rarely, a person will be so bent upon occupying another body that he is able to do this, as I am able to do this now. You see, it is possible to do that, but it, if it is accomplished at the precise instant before the soul that is meant to occupy that body is there, that person may have another life. It is a sad mistake, because the purpose of our life is to experience ourselves as individuals, not as many individuals, but as one only. And if you have another life, there is only confusion.
So that is not a pattern that is ordinarily repeated, or is it occurring?
It may be allowed for that person to learn that it is a mistake.
Is there ever an occasion, or have you heard of occasions where a person was sent, a soul was sent with a particular mission in which they had to live again, take on another body? And
I have not heard of that. It does not mean that has not occurred.
At what, you mentioned that sometimes that the soul will re-enter before the other soul gets there. What, in terms of our human experience, when is that? Is that the time of birth, the time of conception?
At conception.
And then, at that moment, there are somehow these souls that are so anxious to get back crowd out the soul that had been assigned to that spot?
Ground out.
Ground out?
Yes, that would be sufficient.
And at the time of a person's ceasing to exist or their death, is there an instantaneous, let's say at the moment that the breath leaves, is that the moment the soul or the spirit departs that that form?
I do not know if it is the same for all. I can relate my own experience.
Okay.
I had left before my spirit had left my body, before the body died, but not completely. But as I was in very great pain, sometimes that is allowed. To prevent terrible suffering that had happened, and I could observe myself lying upon the rocks, if you understand what
yes,
I mean.
Yes, I think I do. You could like
But I did not want to leave.
Uh-huh.
And I was allowed to remain for a time.
And you say you were allowed to remain. Did you immediately experience the awareness of other beings about you, or around you, talking with you? Or
there was one who came.
Was that your guardian? Or your guide? Your counselor?
Yes.
Do you recall what he said to you?
He asked me, he said, "Do you know what has occurred?" And I said, "Yes." But I did not wish to leave. I said, I wanted to tell my friends what had happened. This was my desire as I lay there in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
It was still my desire after. I was allowed to attempt to accomplish that. I could not, but I was allowed to make that attempt.
In your soul state, or
yes,
being away from your body, you tried to go to friends and alert them or speak
they
to them?
They could not see me.
Uh-huh.
They could not hear me.
Uh-huh. And do you remain in the same state now that you were in immediately after your soul departed your body?
No.
Could you tell me the difference now from then?
Immediately after, there is a form that you have that is like similar to what you know of your physical body,
uh-huh,
but not not substantial.
No. not substantial. All right.
In appearance, it is very like what you are accustomed to. It is to be that way so that you will not be frightened. I do not need that.
All right. In that form, do you feel, do you see, do you hear, do you think?
Yes.
You smell? In other words, you have your five senses.
The senses. If a person could not accustom themselves to lack of physical touching, they would be allowed to have that until they no longer needed it. You have what you need. Not everyone must have that.
You said that you no longer needed that. What? How would you describe the state you're in now?
How would I describe it?
Right, you said that after death, ordinarily a person appears in a form that's non-substantial. What form are you in at this time of your progress?
At this moment?
Well, okay, we can...
At this moment, I inhabit her form.
Okay, and before you came and inhabited her form, what, did you have a form?
Yes.
Or were you in a form?
Yes. It is not the same as... it is not as I experienced immediately after. If I may say, even less substantial. It is the farther away you go from the earth, the more we all become as one, and that is true of appearance as well. But there is still form. My counselors have no form. I still have form.
May you choose a form?
No, it is there.
Can you see your counselors, or do you just feel them? You see them?
See them.
But they have no form.
You
have eyes, or are seen on a different dimension?
It is not as you see.
But you, in other words, you still are able to, you know, as you recall, you were living, that you can picture things with your mind.
Yes.
Now, you do the same thing, in other words, you have with your mind, is of course obviously not of a material mind, but you think, you see, you hear, do you hear? You hear them talk, or is it a mind linkage?
They do not, they can, but they do not always use speech. Some beings are able to relinquish the speech, the habit of speaking, sooner than others. I have given up the habit of speaking unless I am here, and sometimes that is why it is difficult for me to speak to you. I tell you, I am not accustomed.
All right. How do you, we have time, and apparently you're not subject to time. the limits of time.
That's true.
So I was going to say, how do you spend your time in this state? In other words, or how do things progress? Are you in a planet? Or are you in another dimension that has no substantial things like clouds and water?
It is not substantial.
Uh-huh.
It is not physical.
Right.
It is true.
True? Uh-huh.
Yes.
Is it a pleasant place? Or a state? Is it happy? Or is it enjoyable?
Those words are inadequate, but I cannot find another. It is nothing as you encounter here,
mm-hmm.
and it is difficult to describe.
Do you like it where you are?
Yes.
You know,
but that is not true of everyone, and where I am is not the first place you go.
Okay, what's the difference, or could you describe?
There are many differences. You go where you must, for the learning that you must have. It is not the same for each.
I see, and then when you've learned what you need to learn, then where do you go next? I mean, you have graduation ceremonies and you move on to the next stage.
It's not that simple.
No, I know, but...
we have very much to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And it continues.
So it...
And it continues. When I go on, I will continue to learn.
Uh-huh. May I also, what if you have someone that has, let's say, taken another person's life, a murderer, and that person ceases to function or dies, does their soul come to the same area that you've described, that you first went to? Let's say,
yes.
Uh-huh. And then what happens?
Well, perhaps not the same area, but one very like it, depending on what you must learn. I was guided to a particular area for my learning. Not everyone would be in the same area.
What if that person, let's say, goes to their grave not believing in God or the Father or Jesus Christ, or having a commitment or a belief in the higher being of God? And they're atheists, they just don't believe any of these things. Do they go to these same areas?
What you expect upon that moment of your death is very likely what you will receive.
Uh-huh. In other words, if you don't believe, then what, nothing would happen? Or they would...
If you do not believe in God, you will not experience Him until you have learned that your error. We come with our misconceptions and our wrong thinking,
mm-hmm.
and we must learn differently. It may be more difficult for some than for others.
Jane, let me ask a couple questions about those who are going on up the ladder, understanding higher and higher. Help us come back nearer to the earth and those souls who want to remain in the areas. We get a number of calls to where a person will move into a home and will feel a cold atmosphere, may even hear argument or discords from older languages or older civilizations. and may want some help with this particular phenomenon, and yet the person himself may not be mentally ill, or in your terms, mad. Now, can the intensity of the person upon death remain in the area so that it even affects the matter of
that intensity of the person?
Can the presence of a person after death, which decides to remain in an area, affect that area? In other words, you could not talk to other people following your death, but can there be other people who so intensely want to relate, have to remain in an area?
There are some, as we spoke of limitations earlier, there are some who, for a time, it is usually only for a time, are not bound by the limitations that usually bind them, and they may on these occasions experience a person. It is the person that you speak of that would be heard. The person does not lie in the ground. That is not the person. The person is what you mean.
I see, but it may take a very unusual person to sense the presence of that other person then.
Unusual, or perhaps for some reason they are in a different state of existence. It is only that when these things happen that the person is in a different state, and the limitations are correct for the state that they are in, but not for the one that they usually inhabit.
All right, now we have been told at times we may counsel those people who have died from this side if we go to a home or a place where this has happened.
That's true.
And so your counselors on in your dimension may assist, but counselors on this side may also go to those homes to free that area.